I'm Juan Lucero, the Shakopee Mudewa Kantawa Native Art Fellow for the Minneapolis Institute of Art.
My name is Jill Alberg-Yo. I am the Associate Curator of Native American Art at MIA, the Minneapolis Institute of Art. In this reinstallation, we're thinking about how we can do things differently and know that we're at a different moment in museums. We want to share with our audiences new perspectives, new approaches to ways of thinking about Native art that maybe they haven't thought about before.
Along with the reinstallation, we're trying to change the narrative to be coming from a community and creator perspective from these Indigenous communities. Native art has always been seen as contemporary. Artists are continuously adapting and procuring new methods for creating while maintaining traditional practices. Our most important job as curators is to support living Native artists.
For the first time in MIA's history, we dedicate an entire gallery to artists that are creating from 1960 to the present. So what I've tried to do is to really focus on building our collection of contemporary Native artists, including artists who do work with beads, who work with paint, who work with ceramics, who work with clay, in order to show the range and the breadth of creativity that is happening at this moment.
One of the efforts I have made is reaching out to artists to get their opinion and their word about what their artwork is actually about, rather than the curator expressing their own ideas of what their work is about. We get the word directly from the living artists themselves. Like Franklin Peters from Acoma Pueblo, whose pottery we have in our collection. And one of the most exciting things about that is that Franklin did not realize that any of his work was in a museum's collection. So it's exciting to hear their voice and exciting to hear the description of what their work is saying, rather than trying to transcribe that ourselves.
To me, it's far more interesting, and I believe that people want to hear directly from artists, and they've been so generous with their time and helping us to bring those perspectives and their voices to this reinstallation.